Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Can you hear me, Elder? Shalom, shalom. We're having technical difficulty. Stand by our radio audience. Elder, can you hear me? Elder, can you hear me? Okay, Elder, can you hear me? We're still having technical difficulties. Keep praying for us. Elder, can you hear me?
Okay, Elder, you hear me now?
Okay, yes, Elder. Yes, I can hear you.
He said, okay, he hears you now.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hopefully we got some people who stayed with us the whole time. Hallelujah. And for those who didn't, hopefully we got some new ones who's just coming aboard. This is the Elders Show. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. I am Elder Yahya. We have yours truly, Elder Yahya, with us tonight. And we apologize for the technical difficulty we were experiencing. But now we've worked it all out. Hallelujah. And we're ready to roll with it for however much time we have left. We have to make up for lost ground. So, Elder, I know you have a lot prepared. We were going to go through some introductory current event type items. There's always a lot of stuff going on in these last days, especially just this last year and a half. But we might push that to the rear instead of the front and kind of let you go into the feast. You know, they say beast mode in football. We'll go into feast mode for this time of year. So I know you have done a lot of work in this area, Elder, and a lot of our people have misunderstandings. I've had misunderstandings in this, and can't say I'm perfect in it. But one thing, I have a heart to do what the Father wants us to do, what His Word wants us to do, and I believe you feel the same way, Elder. And when you know better, you do better. And there was a time when I had a different understanding about the feast days. Whether you were in different teaching or just had a different understanding, but as you grow and you learn, you know some feasts, he says, you are to keep them perpetually. And it doesn't have a limit as to where you're at geography-wise. If he says you should keep it in perpetuity, that's what he meant for you to do. Now, can we go to the temple and can we take a unblemished lamb and sacrifice it? No, and we don't have to do that. We already have an unblemished lamb, and that unblemished lamb was Yahushua, and he was sacrificed once and for all. So, like to say, you can't keep it in memorial, like his word says, in memorial. Keep it in your heart. I look at it like this. This is a precept, common sense approach. If Yahushua, he's explaining the fullness of the law. The tablets on stone says you are not to commit adultery. And he's talking about the physical act of a man and a woman into intercourse. But Yahushua says, he says, I say, if you look upon a woman to lust, you know, you lust, he says, you have already committed the act in your heart. You've committed adultery with her in your heart already. So you know what he did? He took those laws off of the stone tablets, and all he did was brought them nearer to your heart. He didn't change them. That's where the church get it wrong. Oh, the law's done away with it. They're annulled. They don't. No, he didn't change them. He brought them closer. They're more intimate. If anything, they're closer. You have less excuse now because you have his spirit indwelling in you. He says, thou shalt not commit murder, shed innocent blood. He said, but I say, if you hate your brother, you have committed murder already. There he goes again, took those laws from the tablets of stone. He placed them in our heart by the Ruach HaKodesh. Mm-hmm. So they're closer to you now. You have less excuse, not more excuse. Grace doesn't say, oh, they're off the tablets of stone, and they're not in my heart either. I'm just free to do whatever I want. But I love him. God knows my heart. I mean, that's what they call God. He knows my heart. Yeah, you're right. That's the trouble. He knows your heart. and your heart's going to send you to hell unless you repent. So he knows your heart. That's the biggest cliche they say in church. I used to say that. He knows my heart. Yeah, he knows your heart. He knows our heart. He knows all of our hearts. And that's where he's going to judge. So don't brag about him knowing your heart. Knowing your heart is going to send you to hell. You breaking his laws and commandments. He's all the laws going away. Well, what kind of people do you think he was referring to when he says, and now this is judgment. They're going to say, well, Master, Master, surely I'm going to make it in, right? You know, I've done this in your name. I've done this for you. I've done this for the cause. I was a good Christian. I was a good Hebrew Israelite. I've done this and that. He's going to say, depart from me. He's going to say, I do not even know you. I have no, in the Bible means intimacy. I'm not intimate. I do not know you intimately. You are not one of mine. Scripture says, the Most High knows those who are his, and you are not one of mine. So he's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, ye that work iniquity. Do you know what iniquity means? Lawlessness. There's no lawless without a law. So here you go around saying, the law's done away, law done away. He's going to say, you that are lawless. What is the reason of lawless? It's you that break my laws. Well, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. Well, go to his word. I'm not even talking about the Old Testament. The New Testament. Go to his word. 1 John 3 and 4, it says, sin is the transgression of the what? Law. Back to the root. Got to go back to the root. Sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3 and 4. New Testament. New Testament. Go down to verse 8. All who sin is of the devil. What did he say sin is? The transgression of the law. All who transgress Yahuwah's law is of the devil. So, those who say, well, you know, we don't have to keep that. That's man's stuff. We don't have to keep the feast days. Even the ones he said to keep in perpetuity, he at least said three. You're going to have to keep in perpetuity. So he said, oh, well no, that's done away with. Well, how could it be done away with if he says you have to keep them? You see, that's just like saying, because when you're saying the law is done away with, you're saying sin is done away with. So sin is the transgression of the law. So be careful. And I would say do not look for outside confirmation. Only look for inward confirmation of the Ruach HaKodesh. Because outside you might have heard some leader, some teacher, you know, some doctrine came to you from the outside into your ear gates, and you took that as fact, you took that as truth. What you should look for in truth is the confirmation that comes inwardly. You read Yahuwah's word and let the Ruach HaKodesh confirm his word to your spirit. Remember the scripture that says the spirit itself bears witness or bear record with our spirit that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High. That's where your confirmation should come through. That's where the ultimate confirmation to come through. So listen with open mind as elder go through these. Elder has a lot of experience with this. I'm a witness of that. That's why he's definitely going to take the lion's share of the program tonight for this subject matter. I had some current events, and they were good ones, you know, but we can always bring those up next week or so. But we need to hear about, this is feast time, and we need to hear what his word says, and we need to understand his word. It says above all, get an understanding. So please get an understanding. Please come with an open mind. The closed mind you came with, please put it on the shelf, tap to the shelf. Well, hopefully you leave it off the shelf. Hopefully you leave it on the shelf. but listen with an open mind, and let the Ruach be the last decider. Let the Ruach confirm. That's only fair. I say, listen to us. We say, let the Ruach be the last confirming voice, the last confirming authority. Okay, let you take it away. Hallelujah. And again, all our listeners,
hallelujah.
We apologize again for the technical difficulty. Hallelujah. Come on up, Elder.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know,
hallelujah.
One thing about it, one thing about Yah's word is something that I've learned for some time now, and I decided to stick with it, never turn my back on Yah's word, because that's
yes.
the truth. Because when I look at it in John 6:63, you know, it tells us, 6:3, it is the spirit that gives life, okay? Now, what is the spirit, okay? Notice it says the flesh does not profit at all. The words, though, that I speak to you are spirit and are life.
That's right.
What you want to focus on. You want to know this. You don't want to forget this forever. Never forget it. He said that.
That's right.
He said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life, okay? But, you know, so let's remember that. Let's do not forget John 6:63, okay? That's why he goes on to say, but there are some of you who do not believe, okay? For Yahuwah knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would deliver him up. Okay, and he said, because of this, I have said to you that no one is able to come to me unless it has been given to him by my Father. You see, from then on, many of his talk points withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. That's a sad thing there, was not walking with him anymore. Yahuwah therefore said to the 12, do you also wish to go away? Then Shimon, keeper, answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You possess words of everlasting life. You see what I'm saying? Words. That's what
right.
I'm saying. That's how important. The spirit, he said, the words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Life. Think about
yes.
that. That's a message that you want to don't ever want to get away from. You want to keep that. Okay? And Shimon went ahead. He says, and we have believed. See? That's what we got to do, have that belief. And we know
mm-hmm.
that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living Allah. Hallelujah. And Yahushua answered them, have I not chosen you, the 12, and one of you is the devil? You know, that's
mm-hmm.
that's bad. One person walking right there with Yahuwah turned out to be
yes.
a devil himself. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
that's why we got to be careful. We got to be careful, man, because Satan will ease himself in amongst us and try to wreak as much havoc as he can possibly between those of us who love Yahuwah, who believe, okay? But yet the devil is constantly trying to get in and break it up, see? And we got to be stronger than that. We're stronger than that. Yahushua answered them, have I not chosen you, the 12, and one of you is a devil?
One of
he
the devil.
Was now speaking of Yahudah from Korai, the son of Shimon. For he, one of the 12, was about to deliver him up. Something tells me, I just pray that Yah don't let me, that kind of test there. That's I don't want nothing to come between me so strong that I have the word of Yah speaking directly to me. yet I sit around and walk right by it and let the devil trick me. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Tell you that.
That's right.
That's why you don't see me going out getting this COVID vaccine virus test, this jab. No, I speak against it, regardless of
That's
what
right.
anybody thinks. I don't care about what they think. If they don't like it, then may y'all help you, okay? Because this is everlasting life we're dealing with here, and we cannot
yes.
let some place stuff, some tricky crap that's out there get us tangled up in this world to the point where we think we too much, so much that we gotta ignore everlasting life when he's giving it to us right here. Just putting
mm-hmm.
it, fixing it for us and giving it straight to us. All we gotta do is reach out and grab it and hold on to it. So let's just remember that. Don't let the devil trick you and cause you to be lost because of some small, minute something that ain't worth it, okay? We can't let the
mm-hmm.
devil trick us into being that stupid, that crazy. But we're going to go it on because we want to understand what Yahuwah is telling us. When he tells us things, you know, it's a meaning behind these things. And we need to take heed. We need to listen to it. Listen to his word and try to attend to it and understand it the best we can. Pray to Yahuwah to give us understanding when it seems like we're missing it. We can't quite get it because he tells us some things from way back during the time of Moses, some things he spoke to us. You might say, I wasn't there back then, but you were there. He says it. Whether you were there or not, you heard his word. And you have an obligation to it, although you didn't think you were there. But, you know, your spirit, something, Yah has made a way for his word, to penetrate
mm-hmm.
you, to give it to you, you see. And you can't come up with some dumb, stupid excuse. Well, that was for him. That's for the most. See, the churches these days now have latched on to that stupidity. Okay, and they can't bring themselves to understanding God's word because they don't believe it. That's why they can't understand it. They don't believe it. They don't believe him when he tells you, he gives you a law, and this law is forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. You are to keep these laws, okay? And it tells
yeah,
us this
right.
in Leviticus 23:21, verse 21, you see? And he says, and on this same day, you shall proclaim a set-apart gathering for yourselves. You do no servile work on it, okay? Servile, that's the servitude, work. You don't do that. A law, he said, a law forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Now, when he says something like that, I understand it. I understand. I hear him. I hear what that is telling me. This law is here just like it was then. It's here now, forever, for us to be obedient to it, okay? And when you reap the harvest of your land, do not completely reap the corners of your field. When you reap and do not gather any gleaning from your harvest, leave them for the poor and for the stranger. I am Yahuwah, your Alua. Okay? That's what Yahuwah is telling us. We got to accept what he's telling us. Okay? Don't harden your heart, because if you do, you'll miss it. Okay? And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh new moon, on the first day of the new moon, You have a rest, a remembrance of Teruah, okay? A set-apart gathering, okay? Now, if you want to break that down a little bit, Teruah, that's representing Feast of Trumpet, okay? We are to have a feast, okay? And I love it when it comes down to these feast days because I love the Feast of Yahuwah myself. I do. I love them. I try to find my way, figure out how to rejoice doing what Yahuwah has commanded us to do. He said, you do no servile work. Yeah, I love taking off, closing my doors, not going in for anybody's work that particular day. And you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, okay? And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, on the 10th day of this seventh month, new month, is Yom HaKippurim, okay? Yom HaKippurim. It shall be a set-apart gathering for you, okay? See, we're coming up on this 10th day of this month, right now. If I look at it, I believe it'll be, look to me like, let's see, October the 21st, look like. Is it October, September? September the 21st. Yeah. All right. And then we got, after that, we're going to go on into the feast days, the tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacle. And close this whole year out for us, praising Yahuwah, worshiping, understanding, trying to get an understanding what he has commanded us to do. Okay? All right. The 10th day of this seventh new moon is Yom Kippur. It shall be a set-apart gathering for you, and you shall afflict your being, and shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, okay? So I read these, this is just scripture, okay? Pray to Yahuwah that he give you understanding when he tells you what you're going to do, okay? What you should do, all right? And you do no work on that same day. It is Yom Kippur to make atonement. Atonement means get, become at one with your maker, your creator, okay? For you before Yahuwah, your Allah, okay? Be at one with Yahuwah, okay? Shouldn't be nothing, no misunderstanding about that. Get his laws in you. Understand what he's telling you, okay? For any being who is not afflicted on that same day, he shall be cut off from his people, okay? Now, that's a scary thought there, to be get cut off from your people, from him. You really be cut off from Yahuwah yourself if you decide that you will not be obedient to his word, okay? Because when he says, for any who is not afflicted on that same day, we fast. We afflict our souls by fasting, proclaiming a fast, okay? We do without food for a day, all right? That's you know, when you get hungry, you feel your loins, your bowels, you feel it in your body, okay? You feel what your body is going through, okay? So this is something that you need to consider so that you don't forget to make sure you remember. And any being who does any work on that same day, that being, I shall destroy from the midst of his people. You see, Yah himself take the responsibility to destroy you if you refuse to afflict yourself, okay, that same day, mm-hmm. on that same day, okay? He's giving it to you straight. He's not playing with you. He's just being spiritual, being honest with you, showing you what it's going to take for you to be a part of his family, okay? And be a part of his family. That's it, okay? Do you no work, okay? I know I'm not that anxious to get out there and work, and I'm going to go out and work on the set on his set apart day that he has given us. This is one of his part of his laws that he gave to us. Okay, he has given us his law. That's a gift from Yahuwah. A law, here it is, forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings. Okay? It don't matter where you're going or who you think you're going to visit that particular day, wherever your dwellings will be, you've got to remember Yahuwah. Remember his commandments, his laws that he gave you. Okay? Okay. It is a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall afflict your beings on the ninth day of the new moon at evening. Okay? From evening to evening, you observe your Sabbath. See? That's what we got to understand. Now, don't forget that. You see? At evening, from evening to evening, you observe the Sabbath that Yahuwah has given you. Okay? And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, on the 15th day of this seventh new moon is the festival of Sukkot for 7 days to Yahuwah. Okay? There it is, the feast day. Okay, it says here, on the first day is a set-apart gathering. You do no servile work, no servitude, no work. This is your time to be free of any work, okay? Just relax that day. Remember, pray. Call on Yahuwah so that you may rest that particular day, all right? For 7 days, you bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. On the eighth day, there shall be a set-apart gathering for you, okay? And you shall bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. It is a closing festival. You do no servile work. Again, a closing festival, okay? That should be enough right there to just get you excited about Yahuwah, okay? This right here. This is enough to really get you excited. You should, anyway. These are the appointed times of Yahuwah you proclaim as set-apart gatherings to bring an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, okay? An ascending offering and a grain offering, a slaughtering and drink offerings, okay? As commanded for every day. Okay? So there it is. Yahuwah is making it plain and clear so that you don't have an excuse not to or to walk away and pretend that you get the idea that, oh, that's been done away with. No, that ain't what he's saying, telling us in his word. Okay? It has not been done away. It's not a thing. He said, this is forever, okay, throughout all your generations. In other words, as long as he allows you to exist on this earth, you don't forget this. You don't forget what he's commanded you to do. You keep this in your heart. You keep doing it. Besides the Sabbaths of Yahuwah, and decide your gift, and decide all your vows, and besides all your voluntary offerings which you give to Yahuwah, okay? On the 15th day of the seventh new moon, when you gather in the fruit of the land, okay? Celebrate the festival of Yahuwah for 7 days, okay? On the first day is a rest, and on the eighth day, a rest, all right? And you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of good trees, branches of palm trees, twigs of leafy trees and willows of the stream, and shall rejoice before Yahuwah your Allah for 7 days, okay? See, don't tell me it's a happy thing. You can be happy being obedient, following Yahuwah.
That's right.
Okay? You can rejoice. You got so many things that you could do, and you can rejoice, okay, with him being there. And you shall celebrate it as a festival of Yahuwah for 7 days in the year, a law, there it again, a law forever in your generations. Mm-hmm. Celebrate it in the seventh new moon, okay? Seventh new moon. So, you know, what we want to do is try to make sure we can figure this out, because we know that we're living in the time of the Gentiles, okay? And they have mm-hmm. done whatever they think to do to try to have us confused, especially when it comes down to these days, his Yahuwah's law. But we don't have to be confused, because he has woken up some of us, he's waking us up, okay? And we're able to, if we're willing to be obedient to his word, he will lead and guide us, okay? He will make sure we have an understanding of how to worship him, okay? He's going to do that for you, okay?
That's right.
Dwell in booths for 7 days, all who are native born in Israel. Dwell in booths, okay, so that your generations know that I made the children of Israel dwell in booths, excuse me, when I brought them out of the land of Mitzrayim. I am Yahuwah, your Allah. Thus did Moses speak to the appointed times of Yahuwah to the children of Israel, okay? So let me tell you something. This is serious. This is very serious, okay? Moses made sure he got this clearly enough from Yahuwah to break it down to the children of Israel, so none of them had an excuse to not be obedient to Yahuwah. Because Moses
That's
knew
right.
how important it was. He knew how important it would be for us to know Yahuwah and to be obedient to him. Okay? Don't deviate at all. Just stay in and hang in there and do what he commanded you to do. Do it with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. Okay? That's what we want to do. Make sure that we have this down. Get it clear. Get it. It's right here in the Word. All we got to do is pray to Yahuwah. I know some people might try to use these excuses. I didn't understand. I just don't understand. No, you pray to Yahuwah. Follow what he's telling you. Ask him for more understanding. You'll get it, okay? You will get it. And if you play crazy and be disobedient, if you want to follow these Gentiles out here, follow the synagogue of Satan and think you're doing something smart by making sure you try to be like them, then you're going to find yourself misunderstanding and not being obedient to Yahuwah, okay? And that could be a mistake, a deadly mistake for you. That's what we don't want to do. We don't want to find ourselves out here thinking that we're doing some smart, following these synagogues of Satan, these so-called Jews, Ashkenazi Jews, people who've never been Yahuwah's people, but yet they're going
right.
to try to fool the world, got the world thinking that they're the ones, okay? And they ain't absolutely nothing. They're not the ones, okay? We are the
That's
children
right.
of Israel. Yahuwah made it clear to these people how you would get to know, how you would recognize his people, okay? He done already made that clear. Look at the things that we had to go through, okay? We had this 400 years worth of cursing placed on us okay, because of our disobedience. You see? So there's no excuse for us to run around this world pretending like we don't know what's going on. We don't know who Yahuwah is. We don't know who we are. You know, that's just plain ignorance. You got to just be obedient, obey his word, and he will make you make it known to the world who his people are, okay? There's nothing right now, as we continue to go right now, so many people are starting to figure out and understand who the children of Israel is. There's no more big debate about it anymore. You don't hardly have anybody running around disputing about who we really are in this world now, okay? Because Yahuwah has manifested some of us, most of his people, to the world so that they can't do nothing but accept the truth. Or if they don't, they should be made a fool, made look like a fool, so they can't help it. They have to be obedient to Yah's word. We, especially the children of Israel themselves, we should be the first one running out there, making sure we show forth his praise, the praise of Yahuwah, because of who we are, okay? We have that obligation to show forth his praises among the Gentiles out here, okay? Among the world. We are to raise ourselves up, be rejoiceful in Yahuwah at all times, okay? Show the world that we love Yahuwah in spite of all of these troubles that we have gone through, okay? In spite of all of these curses that we went through, people are starting to wake up. We are waking up, and we are recognizing who Yahuwah is and who he has been to us all this time, regardless of how bad it may have seemed, okay? It's just that we have to wake up and grab hold of this thing, and the world will then begin to wake up and recognize who we are, okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. It goes on to read here in 24, Leviticus chapter 24. It says here, verse 4, he is to arrange the lamps on the clean gold lampstand before Yahuwah, okay, continually. Just giving us instructions how and who's going to be obligated to do certain things in his amongst his people, because Yah is not full of confusion when it comes down to who we are. Okay, he makes it plain our obligation to him and what it's going to take for us to know Yahuwah and be strong and walk rejoicefully with Yahuwah, okay? We don't have nothing to be afraid of or be ashamed of. Not at all, okay? And you shall take fine flour, bake 12 cakes with it, 2/10 of an ephah in each cake, okay? You shall set them in two rows, 6 in a row, on the clean table before Yahuwah. And you shall put clear frankincense on each row, and it shall be on the bread as a remembrance portion, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah. Hallelujah. See, he's given us a lot of beautiful things to concentrate on, to be thinking about, to praise him in. You see, we have that right now. We could do it. All we got to do is wake up and don't be silly. Don't let Satan try to make a fool out of you and try to come in with his lies, with all these lies that these Gentiles are constantly running around here in this world doing you know, blaspheming against the Most High Yahuwah, okay? We don't have to do that. We got to show forth his praise. On every Sabbath, he is to arrange it before Yahuwah continually from the children of Israel. Notice that? From the children of Israel. An everlasting covenant. It shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in the set apart place, because it is most set apart to him from the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire, an everlasting law. That's what we got to remember, an everlasting law, because Satan wants to trick you into thinking that the law is just flat done away with, don't exist. That's what Satan wants to do to you, okay? But if you keep Yahuwah, keep remembering him, keep his word with you, and make that word of his part of you, okay, then you will see the difference in your life, you as a person, yourself, okay, whose gathering was a Mishraim man went out among the children of Israel, and he and the Israelites, woman, son, and a man of Israel strove in the camp, and the Israelite woman's son blasphemed the man, the name of, and cursed, so that they brought him to Moshe. Now his mother's name was Shalomith, the daughter of Devri of the tribe of Dan. Okay, and they put him under guard, and that it might be declared to him, to them, at the month of Yahuwah, mouth of Yahuwah. Okay. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, bring the one who has cursed outside of the camp, and all those who heard him shall lay their hands on his being, his head, and all the congregation shall stone him. You see that?
All right.
So you don't want to find yourself, you know, so far from Yahuwah that you got the audacity to let something slip out of your mouth, the wrong thing, cursing Yahuwah. You don't want to do that, okay? And speak to the children of Israel, saying, anyone who curses his father shall bear his sin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he who blasphemes the name of Yahuwah shall certainly be put to death, and all the congregation certainly stone him, the stranger as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name of the name, he is put to death. Okay? So you better remember that. You blaspheme Yahuwah's name, you are to be put to death. Okay? That's your death sentence. A man who strikes the being of any man shall certainly be put to death, and he who strikes a beast repays it body for body. Okay? And when a man inflicts a blemish upon his neighbors as he has done, so it is done to him. Okay? Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he inflicts a blemish upon him, so it is done to him. So you got to watch out. Got to remember, okay? You do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. That is righteous. Be righteous towards anybody that you come in contact with, okay? And he who strikes a beast repays it, and he who strikes a man to death is put to death. Stop. You are to have one right to ruling for the stranger and for the native, for I am Yahuwah your Allah. Okay? And Moshe spoke to the children of Israel, and they brought the one who cursed outside the camp and stoned him with stones. And the children of Israel did as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Okay? So I tell you, you got to be strong. You got to be obedient to Yah's word. Okay? Don't think you can come in and just be whatever you thought you could be anyway and not consider Yah's righteousness, okay? You got to be obedient to him, to his word, and you got to follow it. You can't just ignore it, play crazy like you somebody. You ain't nobody unless you be obedient to Yahuwah's word, okay? You got to, okay? So he tells us, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall observe a Sabbath to Yahuwah. Okay? 6 years you sow your field, and 6 years you prune your vineyard and gather in its fruits. Okay? So Yahuwah is clear about his commandments to Israel, how you're going to live, how you're going to act, what kind of person you're going to be, okay? That's why it's important that we follow Yahuwah, follow him precisely, okay? Don't take for granted his word and think you're going to be Mr. Smart stuff and bring these kind of curses on you, down on you, because I'm going to tell you, you will get them if you don't want to be obedient to him. You will fall under these curses. And us as the children of Israel who haven't been too long come out of slavery, this should be a simple thing for us to do, is follow Yahuwah, be obedient to his word, okay? Because then we know we are walking safely, okay? And we don't have to worry about these demons we don't have to worry about them because they can't win as long as we are obedient to Yah's word, okay? Following what he's commanded us to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, and he goes on to tell us we got plenty of instructions to follow, to learn and be able to understand what Yahuwah's will is for us in order for us to get along with each other and be able to understand who Yahuwah is for us, to us, okay? We don't need to have no strife amongst ourselves, okay? As long as we be obedient to Yahuwah's word and don't try to be Mr. Smart behind that I'm going to trick somebody or I'm going to be this or I'm going to do it my way, okay? Because your way is the wrong way. You better understand that, realize that pretty quick, okay? So that you be righteous amongst Yah and his people, okay? All right, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because what I like about these instructions, this is the real deal. These are the things that we know is righteous, okay? Because this is Yahuwah's commands for the children of Israel. And we must be obedient to them, to him, okay? No matter what anyone out there act, how they act, whatever, they must be obedient to Yahuwah, his word, okay? That's why we speak about it as much as we possibly can. We want you to understand it so you won't have no excuse to not be obedient to Yahuwah's word, okay? As you, we want you to understand it, and we want you to be obedient, okay? We don't want you out there pretending like you don't understand. That's why we are obligated to teach our children, okay? Teach them Yahuwah's word, his way, so that they can know the way of that is righteous, okay? And as long as they are willing to be obedient, then their life is going to be better off. They're going to have a much better ending in their life than anybody we know. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Elder, if you want to come on up and start toning on some of this, okay, because I didn't get too far. I stopped around the 25th chapter of Leviticus because we know where his truth is, his word is, Yahuwah's word, okay? And all we got to do is be obedient and forth an effort to understand his word, and then we'll find ourselves walking in better understanding, doing what is righteous amongst our people, ourselves, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you want to, Elder, I don't know if you're still there or not. If so, you're willing, you can come on up and take on this for a while. Okay. I don't hear you right now. I know you was thinking about some things that you were going to be doing possibly. Let's just see. Let's just continue to look at Yah's word, because you can't go wrong when you understand what he is, what he has for us, has commanded for us as a people. Hallelujah. All right. Shalom, shalom, Elder.
Yeah, Imar, I was on, but I got dropped.
Oh, okay.
Call back in.
Okay, I'm calling in right now.
All right, we'll let you in. Thank you.
All right.
Keep talking.
Okay, Elder, if you can get it, I was at the 25th. Yeah, it looks like I see you now. Okay. All right, so I stopped talking at the 25th chapter of Leviticus. If you want to hone in on that a little bit, I'll let you go ahead and speak, because basically we're looking at Yah's commandments for us. These are everlasting commandments. We know they are for us throughout our generations. They are laws forever. So go ahead if you would like to, Elder. You could speak on some of them. Like I said, I stopped in the 25th chapter of Leviticus. It's up to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me, Elder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you hear me? You can hear me. Okay.
Yeah, I hear
Hallelujah.
You. Sure.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was some great knowledge. Great knowledge dropping, Elder. Hallelujah. And when Yahuwah says this from generation to generation, what we look at in perpetuity, he means just what he says. Don't try to read in too much and say, well, generation to generation don't really mean that. It just means it was in their time. No, we're going to go over some analogies here. This may help some people out there, Elder. I think this was what is confusing some of the people. Let's take the commandments, for instance. If you look at Mark, if you go to Mark chapter 7, verses 7 to 9, okay, people were saying, Yah's laws are done away with, and, you know, we don't have to keep the commandments. The only commandments you keep is the two, they love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, okay. Guess how you love the Most High? How do you love the Most High? Yeah, by your feelings,
good
right? Your feelings. Oh, I just love him. I feel it down in my soul. No, that's not how he said you love him. He tells you how to love him. He tells you how to evaluate your own love, how to test your own love for the Most High. It's right in
mm-hmm.
his word. Yes, you're supposed to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and spirit, but he tells you how to do it. He says,
mm-hmm.
First John 5 and 3, he says, this is how you love me. Keep my commandments. This is the love of the Most High, that we keep his commandments. Then he goes on to say,
mm-hmm.
and his commandments are not hard. His commandments are not grievous. So it
That's
tells
right.
you to keep his commandments, and it says his commandments are not grievous. But you want to throw them out the door and say, well, that's legalism. That, you know, that was before Jesus. And it, well, listen,
mm-hmm.
we're going to go right to the word and see what it says. Mark 7:7-9, it says, and this is what it looks like. Yahuwah told what it was in his day. It's the same way today. They think it's some tradition.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's some religious thing to keep Yahuwah's law. They think that's done away with. Oh, you putting us back under the Mosaic? No. No. It was never about Yah's law that Yahuwah had trouble with. It was indeed the traditions of men. It says, how be it in vain
mm-hmm.
do they worship me? I'm reading from Mark 7:7-9. So in vain
mm-hmm.
you're worshiping him. If you're throwing away his laws and commandments and call yourself worshiping him, you're worshiping him in vain. It says, howbeit
mm-hmm.
in vain do they worship me. Why? It says, teaching for doctrine. Now, this is your doctrine. You say the law is done away.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching for doctrine, the commandments, men. It didn't say the commandments of God.
Mm.
It didn't say the commandments of the Most High. I'm not using that word G-O-D. That's what the King James is saying. And I know there's people out there that's the only thing they'll listen to. Teaching for doctrine, the commandments of men. See, the commandments of men. It says, verse 8, for laying aside the commandments of Yahuwah, King James, G-O-D, laying aside the commandments of Yahuwah, ye hold the tradition of men. That's where he said in the previous
mm-hmm.
verse. You're keeping the doctrine of the commandments of men. And it says, and he gave some examples. That's washing the pots and cups. That's what he did back in them times. And many other such things like he did. What are some commandments? What's commandments of men today? What's some of the traditions of men today? How about going to church on Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Going to church Sunday. Oh, you don't care what you do through the week. You could somehow drag yourself into church and flop yourself down on the pew on Sunday morning. What you feel is you earned a brownie point. And if you collect enough brownie points, you think you can get into heaven, right? Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those brownie points are the traditions of men. And that's what the churches are teaching, the traditions of men. And just like when he talks about his feast day, he said he hates men's feast days. Never said he hates his own feast days. I heard somebody teaching just not too long ago. Oh, he hates your feast day. And they act like they were talking about the Most High's feast day. Yahuwah didn't ordain his feast days and then turn around and say he hates them. No, he hates
mm-hmm.
your tradition. He hates your man. We're going to talk about what men's feast days are. So commandments of the Most High are in effect. Well, that's not what they say.
Mm-hmm.
It does say it. He says, think not that I come to do away with the law. He said, I did not come to destroy the law. I came to establish it. And like I pointed out earlier, gave that analogy, Capitol Stone says, you commit adultery, the physical act. He says, well, no, I even go one further than that. If you even think upon a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery in your heart. Do you know that's the same law that was on those tablets of stone? He took them and put them in your heart. He said, don't kill your brother. Thou shalt not kill. He says, I'll go one further than that. If you have hate in your heart for a brother, you've you've committed murder. He's taken those laws off that tablet and he put them in your heart. So he's taken these commandments and he's put them in our hearts. So why do we think we're going to break them after he put them in your heart? If you claim to have the Ruach HaKodesh, his holy, set apart spirit, do you think the law of them? No, those laws are established now. They were rewritten in your heart. He inscribed them on your heart. So he says, and he said unto them, full well, verse 9, full well ye reject the commandment of the Most High, that ye may keep your own tradition. Okay, let's plug in some practicality here. It says, full well, we're going to give some analogies. Full well you reject the commandment of Yah, what? His holy set apart day. 6 days you work. I heard you read that early, Elder. But 7 days, be hollow. In it you shall do no rest. No one in your house, you should do no work. No one in your house. Manservant, maidservant, even give your animals a break. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here you go. It says it's holy, it's sacred to the Most High. But here you go. Oh, I'm working on Saturday. That's day I have fun. I go, go shopping on Saturday. I do this on Saturday. You know, I'm gonna go to worship Him on the first day. Did He ever say that? No. But who established that? Men, the Roman Church. That was the tradition of men. It's been a tradition since the third century. What happened before the third century? They were not. They did not honor the first day as the Most High's day, as the day of rest. It was always the seventh day. But some Gentiles, Constantine and the boys, changed it around, and you're following the traditions of men, calling it the Lord's day. Well, the Lord is by all. It is the Lord's day. It's the God of this world's day. And you're following the tradition of men. And so when someone comes to you with the truth and says, well, the commandments say keep the seventh day. Oh, yeah, that's legalism. You're trying to be put us back under the law, put us back under bondage. Okay? So who are the people that Yahushua is going to say during the judgment, depart from me. I never knew you, you that work iniquity, you who are lawless. You who do not keep these laws, but you sure keep the tradition of men when you feel like it. Okay. As opposed to the commandments of Yahuwah. We talked about traditions of men. The commandments of the Yahuwah. Well, that was back in the old days. That was before the spirit. That was before the spirit fell. And, you know, now we're in the spirit. We don't have to keep the law. Well, what do you think the law is? What do you think the law is? Okay, let's go to Romans 7:4. Their favorite boy, their favorite guy, and I love him myself. Let's go to Apostle Paul, Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Okay, so you think the law was just carnal. Oh, it's just, you know, the law is not spiritual. Romans 7:14, I'm going to do the King James. What does it read? It reads as such. It says, for we know that the law is spiritual. What? The law is spiritual? That Old Testament document is spirit? The law is spiritual. Oh, you know, they want to say, the New Testament is spiritual. The Old Testament, that was of the flesh. That was what? The law is spiritual. Look at what Paul said. Romans 7:14. The law itself is spiritual. That includes the commandments. So what did he say about the spirit? Okay. We're going to John. I think you already read this too, Elder. We're going to go again. This is becoming one of our favorite verses. John 6:63. Okay. That law is spiritual. Shaul, he said it. So, if it's spiritual, what does Yahushua say about it? He says, John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The spirit makes alive. So that old document called the commandment, the law, is you mean it's alive? Yes, it's alive. It's spiritual. Mm-hmm. The spirit is the one that quickens. It says the flesh profited nothing. How do you know that's talking about the law? It said the words that I speak unto you, that's the law. We already said it was spiritual. It already been established. Those words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Did you hear that? They are spirit and they are life. So Yahuwah's law, spiritual, and they are life to us. Who is us? To the believer. They are life to his called out, set apart one. They're life to us. So anyone's walking around saying that the laws are done away with, you're going against the basic precepts of what the Most High is saying in both of your so-called covenants. That's because you guys are divided, called the Old Testament, New Testament. They're in both places. They're spiritual, and they are life to us. They are life for us. Old and new. They're one. So
hallelujah.
What about his feast days? They say they are done away with. His feast days done away with. Well, how could they be done away with? Let's look at man's feast days. I think this is the confusion. We got the confusion of the law, commandments. Now the confusion with the feast days. He didn't say he hates his feast days. He say, I hate your feast day. He hate man's feast days. Do you know what man's, an example of man's feast days? Man's holy days. Man's holy day. What about man's holy day? Well, they changed, they took the Y out of holy and they added an I. That's right. Holidays. He hates them. You know, good old Saint Nick. Christmas. With the great pumpkin. Halloween. The turkey, Thanksgiving, on and on and on. The big one, the big religious day, Easter, honoring and worshiping the god Ishtar, the goddess Ishtar. It goes on and on. Because he said, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me, no other gods. See, our Most High is not an Elohim. No, those are Canaanite deities. Our Most High, our Elohim, is the only power. He said, beside him, there is none other. But if you want to worship them, you worship them in vain. He hates those feast days to your idols, to your deities, your holy days, your holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. Those are the days that he hates. How could he hate his own feast days? So, Elder, I'm going to go into Leviticus now, chapter 6. No, excuse me, chapter 23.
There you go.
We're going to see what he said about his own feast days. Okay. Okay, you got your, what they call stays. You have your fall feast days. And we know we're going into the fall. But I want to read early part of this chapter just for this foundation. Leviticus 23, starting at verse 2. Speaking to the children of Israel, of course, we're talking to Moshe, and saying to them concerning the feast of Yahuwah. Okay, remember these are his. He's not going to say he hates his. Which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Look at the first one. The first one is basically, you can go back to Genesis for this, because this is just, not just, but this is your Shabbat, your seven-day Shabbat. Yes, it is a feast day of sorts, because it's measured as one of the days that Yahuwah wants us to set apart. Verse 3, it says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. Like established in Genesis. Just reiterating, and holy day, that means a set-apart holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah. Listen what he says at the end. Don't miss this. It is a Sabbath of Yahuwah, and listen to this. in all your dwellings. We're going to stop for a minute. We got to stop for a minute. So he counted this. He's talking about the feast. He's talking about the feast. If you don't know he's talking about the feast, read verse 2 again. Speaking to children of Israel, saying to them, concerning the feast of Yahuwah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. He's talking about the feast. Then he goes on to talk first about the Shabbat. So he's talking about the feast. The Shabbat he named as number one. He says, look what he says. This is going to be a holy set-apart convocation, and he's telling what you should do and not do. He said, ye shall do no work therein, for it is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwelling. You know why I wanted them to stop right there and contemplate on this? Because he mentioned it with the feast, and he said, this is the Sabbath, and he said, you are to keep it. But at the end, in all your dwelling. Do you know what that means? I know you know what it means, Elder. It means wherever you are. Your dwelling places, this is speaking about geography, where we live, what country we live in, what city we live in, what village, etc. It doesn't matter. You are to keep this in all your dwellings. Wherever you are on this planet, you are to keep his feast. It says in all your dwellings. So let's just say that those people who live in Chicago, are you going to keep the feast? Let's say you move from Chicago and you move to Houston. Do you stop keeping the feast? Well, yeah, I'm more south now. I don't have to keep it. That's just for the people up there. No, it says in all your dwellings. What about the people in Tennessee? Are you going to keep the feast? You don't live in Chicago or Houston. No, I don't have to keep it. He didn't say keep it in Tennessee. He said in all your dwellings. I'm hammering it home. I want them to see, because this is one of the arguments, believe it or not, Elder. People think, only in Jerusalem you keep the feast. You memorialize the feast. So should we only be in Jerusalem and keep the Shabbat? So that means if you live in New York City, you don't have to keep the Shabbat? If you live in Atlanta, you don't have to keep the Shabbat. You can live in Hooterville. It says in all your dwellings.
That's right.
So that's what some of the confusion is at. We get the confusion on the law. People think they get it mixed up with the traditions of men, with religious traditions, and even said the commandments of men. And so they try to run away from the law and the commandments, calling it legalism. We're not under the law of Moses no more. No, you better think again. That's why Yahushua says, search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. You're not even keeping my laws and commandments. Here, you're trying to use the excuse of geography. Saying, that's only in Jerusalem. No, it did not say. It's, when it says in all your dwellings, it means just that, in all of your dwellings. So, I mean, Elder, you did such a good job on that. I just wanted to come home and just fill in a little the technical part and, address some of the, I don't know if they're excuses. To some people, they could be excuses, but some people are just misunderstanding. Just misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. They heard it preached to them so wrong for so long that they take it as truth. Mm-hmm. You know the thing, if you hear a lie long enough, a lie is told long enough, it somehow becomes the truth or it's perceived as the truth. Well, you hear false teaching or erroneous teaching, And to their credit, sometimes even the teacher himself has a misunderstanding. Sometimes he does it. Sometimes he just teaches an error out of misunderstanding. And sometimes they do it intentionally for some evil purpose. Could be for money, whatever, you know, control, whatever the motive is. But if you listen to erroneous teaching long enough, you would come out with erroneous doctrine, and you would take it as fact. You would take it as what you call gospel, and you would run with it. Not only will you take it, you would perpetuate it among others. You would push it off to others. You'll preach it. It'll become self-perpetuating.
Mm-hmm.
So just like we said earlier to start the show, put your preconceived ideas on the shelf. Hopefully leave them there, but at least leave them on there for the show. And think about this. No matter who told you what in the past, look at it for yourself again for the first time. And let the Ruach be the confirming body. Let the Ruach be the confirming authority.
That's right.
Yahuwah wants us perpetuity. That means from generation to generation. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I can't, you know, for one example, they might say, and I'm going to let it go after this, I can't get all the, you know, get the feast of unleavened bread. I can't get all the leaven out of my house. I don't even know where to, it might be some leaven, might be some bread crumbs between my couch. And what am I supposed to do? Just tear up my whole house? Get a hammer and bang the walls in, see if anything. Look, I love what the New Testament does, just like Yahusha shines more light on the foundational commandments and laws, he shines more light on. He makes them more practical. He expounds on them. Okay, so you talking about getting 11. Well, Galatians talk about the 11. Chapter 5, it talks about the 11. And we know the 11 is sin. So instead of looking for all your breadcrumbs and different food that has leaven in it, yeah, get all the leaven out if you want to. That's fine. The natural. But how about start from the leaven within? How about getting the sin out? What did Shaul said? You know, a little leaven, leavened the whole lump. One bad apple could run the whole, spoil the whole bunch. Get the leaven out of you, the sin. Sin, error, that's what leaven, and you know error is manifest in different ways. Error, erroneous teaching, erroneous doctrine. You know, your walk is your walk is an error. Your understanding, get the leaven out of you. Get the sin out of you. Get the error out of you. Get the remnants of erroneous teaching, erroneous doctrine. Get the leaven out of you. How you do it? You sit, you contemplate, you meditate, you spend time with the Most High. You cry out to him. Drew said, let a man examine himself. They are in the walk to see if they are in this faith. So let your Ua's word shine. Take introspection. Examine yourself. See what the leaven is in you. You're keeping the feast. You're looking for that leaven. How long? For as long as the time as it says to do it. It says do it all week. Do it all week. Start with that leaven. Start there. Passover. You say, well, I can't go get a lamb. And if I did see a lamb, I don't know which one is unblemished. Yahusha is our Passover. He is the unblemished lamb.
That's right.
You know we're not only supposed to keep these feasts and memorials, but we're supposed to pass them on to our children. We're supposed to teach them to our children. This is supposed to be part of our oral tradition. We're supposed to teach this. That's why I say the generation of generation. It never supposed to be broken. But we know it was broken because the scriptures, Jeremiah 17 and 17 and 4, has to be fulfilled. They say we'll discontinue from our heritage. What is our heritage? Our culture, our language, our history, you know, our Alua, our mighty one. We'll discontinue from it. That's why we stopped keeping the feast. That's why we stop doing a lot of things. That's why we start worshiping gods of wood and stone. We discontinue those all the scripture that pertaining to us had to be fulfilled. How we were going to go into slavery. Deuteronomy 28:68 told us how we were going to go on ships and everything. That's why these brothers and sisters who pushing the that we didn't come here on slave ships, you better watch out. You better watch out. You're not going against us. You're going against scripture. You're going against his prophetic word. Those are foundational scriptures. And what you're going to find is you're striving against the Most High. You're trying to shake loose a pillar of a foundational scripture. Mm. There's many scriptures. Like Elder said, it tells who we are. We know who we are. We know we're the people of the book. That's just one of the foundational scriptures. Because no other people came over as a nation of people on slave ships. We did. But you have some of the brothers and some of the sisters who pushed this, you know, we was always here and we didn't come over on slave ships. You're trying to take Deuteronomy 28:68 and you're trying to shake that pillar. You know how Samson did? He got between the two pillars that held up that city, that stadium, and he broke them, and the whole edifice came down. That's how he destroyed his enemies. He died with them. But you're trying to shake, you're trying to pull apart one of the foundational scriptures. It's not going to work, but you got to look at what you're trying to do. You're striving against the Most High. You know, that's when Yahusha met Shaul, and he said, what are you doing? He said, you're trying to kick against the pricks. He said, you're trying to fight against the Most High. You know, that's why Shaul had his Damascus experience. He was trying to fight. He didn't know it. He did in ignorance, but he was trying to strive against the Most High. And these people who are teaching this strange doctrine that we didn't come over on slave ships, you're striving against the Most High. You've been warned. Cease and desist. Stop teaching that false doctrine. It's not. First of all, it's not going to work. The Most High's children, they know who they are. It says, we know his voice, another we will not follow. So we're not following error anyway. So who are you really ultimately destroying and hurting? It's yourself. You're the one kicking against the pricks. And you're going to be visited. You're going to be visited if you keep that up. Because you look like our people, and you're trying to come in deceptively and teach strange doctrine, bring strange fire to the altar. That's what you're doing. You're bringing strange fire to the altar, and it's not going to be accepted by the Most High.
Okay.
So, Elder, I'm going to give it back to you. I just want to tie up a few of those loose ends, the tradition of men versus the commandments of the Most High, man's feast days versus Uwa's feast days. Yes, he does hate man's feast days, but he loves his own feast days. Don't go with that foolishness. I've heard that before. He hates your feast, you know. He doesn't hate the feast days that he ordained. Okay? He says from generation to generation. Okay, come on, Mike, back up, Elder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we got to be very careful. We got to be very careful. We got to rightly divide scripture. Rightly divide it.
Yeah.
We cannot we just can't assume that we got it all figured out because of who we are. No, you got to rightly divide it. That way you don't be deceived and deceiving others. That's what you got to watch out for. See, so that's why we take our time and do it the way we do it. That is, look at it, read it, study it, make sure we get an understanding of what Yahuwah has given us, okay? And if we get it, like he's given it to us, then we're going to divide it rightly, okay? We're not just going to be out there assuming that we're doing things and we're not, you know? Because presumptuous sin is a dangerous thing to do, to presume, because so many people, the scripture tells us, keep me back from that sin, that presumptuous sin, okay? You don't want to be presumptuous.
Elder, Elder, can I interrupt just one quick second? This was a scripture I was looking for when I was speaking, and the Spirit just led me to it. It'll take me about 30 seconds to read it. Just one more example of the feast, how it should be kept in perpetuity. Just take the Day of Atonement, for example. It's same scripture, Leviticus 23, just starting at verse 28. I'm going to read through verse 31. Okay, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It says, also, on the 10th day of this seventh month, okay, so we take that in October, 10th day of October. On the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be an holy convocation, right, holy gathering unto you. And ye shall afflict your souls, that's fasting, ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto your Ur. Listen, and ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make an atonement for you before your Ur, your Elua. It says, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, those who don't fast, make some sacrifice, you know. Hey, if you can't fast all day, you could fast part of the day, right? Hallelujah. Do what you can do. It says, he shall be cut off from among his people. And listen, it's coming up. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Now listen to this part.
Mm.
This verse, I'm going to stop at. Listen to this. Ye shall do no matter of work. It shall be a statute forever. Generation. It didn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's going to go on and on. Listen, throughout your generations, in all, A-L-L, spells all, in all your dwellings. In Jerusalem only, in all your dwellings. Oh, no,
that's
we're
right.
Supposed to do that in Judea. In all your dwellings. Just like it said the Shabbat, said the same thing, verse 2 or 3, the same chapter, said the Shabbat. And a lot of people who keep the Shabbat, they know it's supposed to be in all your dwellings, and they know this is in the same chapter. It says the same thing for these feasts. It says in all your dwellings. That's what I'm saying. Stop listening to a man.
Mm-hmm.
That includes us. That includes your teacher, your prior teachers, your future teachers. It doesn't matter. Let
That's
the
right.
Ruach HaKodesh confirm the truth. Say, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free from all your errors.
That's right.
And all your past errors. Okay, Elder, I'm sorry about that. Come on back up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we look for. That's what we're doing. We are teaching the truth as it is written in his word, okay? Because if we don't, then we'll find ourselves going in the wrong direction ourselves. That's what we don't want to do. We want to make sure
That's right.
that we bring the truth, okay? That's why in here, right here in Romans 8 says here in verse 12, so then, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, you are going to die. That's the scripture. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. Hallelujah. For as men as are led by the Spirit of Yahuwah, these are sons of Yahuwah. See, that's what I'm talking about. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Okay, hallelujah. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of Yahuwah. And if children also heirs, true heirs of Yahuwah, and co-heirs with Messiah, if indeed we suffer with him in order that we also be exalted together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the esteem that is to be revealed in us. Hallelujah. For the intense longing of the creation eagerly awaits for the everlasting of the sons of Yahuwah. See? The which for
mm-hmm.
us. Hallelujah. For the creation
Hallelujah.
Was subject to futility, not from choice, but because of him who subjected it in anticipation that the creation itself also shall be delivered from bondage to corruption into the esteemed freedom of the children of Yahuwah. Hallelujah. For we know that all the creation groans together and suffers the pain of childbirth together until now. See, there it is. And not only so, but even we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we ourselves also groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Hallelujah. Eagerly waiting. For in this expectation, we were saved. Right. But expectation that is seen is not expectation. For when anyone sees, does he expect it? And if we expect what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with endurance. And in the same way, the Spirit does help in our weaknesses. But we do not know what we should pray. But the Spirit himself pleads our case for us with groanings unutterable. Hallelujah. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the set apart one according to Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And we know that all matters work together for good to those who love Yahuwah, to those who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. For because those whom he knew beforehand, he also ordained beforehand to be conformed to the likeness of his son, for him to be the firstborn among many brothers. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
That's all right. And whom he ordained beforehand, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also declared right, and whom he declared right, these he also esteemed. What then shall we say to this? If Yahuwah is for us, who is against us? Hallelujah. Truly he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up on behalf of us all, who shall he not along with him freely give us all else? Hallelujah. Who shall bring new charge against Yahuwah's chosen ones? It is Yahuwah who is declaring right. Who is he who is condemning? It is Messiah who died, and furthermore, he is also raised up. He is also at the right hand of Yahuwah, who also makes intercession for us. Hallelujah. That's good. That's the good news. Who shall separate us from the love of the Messiah? Shall pressure or distress or persecution or scarcity of food or nakedness or danger or sword, as it has been written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are reckoned as sheep of slaughter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But in all of this, we are more than overcomers through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor messengers, nor principalities, nor powers, neither the present nor the future, nor height nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah, which is in Messiah, Yahuwah, Yahushua, our master. Hallelujah. You know, that's been a good, something we've heard a long, long ago. Who shall be able to separate us from Yahuwah, which is in the Messiah, Yahushua, our master. Hallelujah. Speak the truth in Messiah. I do not lie. My conscience also bearing me witness in the set-apart spirit that I have great sadness and continual grief in my heart, for I myself could have wished to be banished from Messiah for the sake of my brothers, my relatives, according to the flesh, who are the children of Israel, to whom is the adoption and the esteem and the covenants and the giving of the Torah and the worship and the promises. Whose are the fathers from whom is the Messiah according to the flesh? Who is over all? Yahuwah blessed forever. Toda. Hallelujah. Well, however, it is not as though the word of Yahuwah has failed. For they are not all Israel who are of Israel.
That's right.
This is not opening. Neither are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham. But in Yishak, your seed shall be called. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It is those who are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of Yahuwah, but the children of the promise are reckoned as the seed. Hallelujah. For this is the word of promise. At this time I shall come, and Sarah shall have a son. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And not only so, but Rivka, having conceived by one, our father Yishak, yet before they were born or had done any good or evil, in order that the purpose of Yahuwah, according to choice, might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. Hallelujah. It was said to her, the greater shall serve the lesser. Hallelujah. As it has been written, Yaakov I have loved, and Esau I have hated. My goodness. Esau, that's what we're going to have to contemplate on this one day just to realize who this guy is, because you don't want to be numbered with those that are hated by Yahuwah. What then shall we say? Is there unrighteousness with Yahuwah? Let it not be. For he says to Moshe, I shall favor whomever I favor, and I shall have compassion on whomever I have compassion. So then, it is not of him who is wishing, nor of him who is running, but of Yahuwah who shows favor. Hallelujah. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this same purpose I have raised you up to show my power in you. And that my name be declared in the earth. Hallelujah. Yahuwah's name declared in this earth. That's why we gotta praise his name, lift up the name of Yahuwah. Okay. So then he favors whom he wishes and he hardens whom he wishes. Okay?
That's right.
Then you shall say to me, why does he still find fault? But who has resisted his counsel? Okay? But who are you, O man, to talk back to Yahuwah? Shall that which is formed say to him who formed it, why have you made me like this? Does not the potter have authority over the clay? From the same lump make one vessel for value and another not for value. And if Yahuwah desiring to show wrath and to make his power known with much patience, tolerated the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his esteem on vessels of compassion, which he had prepared before him for esteem. Hallelujah. Even whom he called not only us of the Yahudims, but also of the nations, as he says in Hosea 2, I shall call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not beloved. Hallelujah. And it shall be in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people. There they shall be called sons of the living Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And Yeshua cried out on behalf of Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, the remnant shall be saved. Hallelujah. The remnant.
Hallelujah.
And that gives us hope. For he is bringing a matter to an end and is cutting it short in righteousness, because Yahuwah shall cut short a matter on the earth. And as Yeshua said before, if Yahuwah of hosts had not left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom, and we should have been made like Amorah. What shall we say then? That nations not following after righteousness have obtained righteousness, even the righteousness of belief? But Israel following after the Torah or righteousness has not arrived at the Torah or righteousness. Why? Because it has not of belief. It was not of belief, but as by works of Torah, for they stumble at the stone of stumbling. As it has been written, see, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling, a rock that makes for falling, and everyone who is believing on him shall not be put to shame. Hallelujah.
Right.
So our belief is very important. We better make sure we don't misunderstand that. Let's not get it mixed up. Hallelujah. We got to fall on our knees, and we got to believe and trust in Yahuwah. We got to. Otherwise, we'll fall short of that and become a rock. We're going to stumble over it. That we don't want to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So this has been good, Yahuwah. I think we have.
Yes.
He have really made it plain to us tonight. And this is good. This is a beautiful time to also for us, because in this season of his feast days, here we are getting a good understanding of who he is and what he means to us and so forth as we get an understanding. And that's a blessing for us. We just got to hold on to his righteousness, to his truth, continue to believe. Don't become an unbeliever. All right?
That's right.
So hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Looks like we have come to the end of this message tonight. And we're going to go ahead and, I guess, get ready to get out of here. And let me see if I can find my song that I want to play. See if I can play that.
I just want to say shalom, family.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Code out for hanging out with us tonight. And we hope that you got a blessing from the hearing of Yahuwah's word. And we will be back on next Tuesday. So hallelujah, hallelujah. All right. I'm going to play another set of prop music, if we could get to it.
Let the spirit flow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It shows.
Hallelujah.
All right, family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good night. Stay safe. Be blessed. Shalom, shalom.
All right, shalom, shalom. I tell you, let me quickly acknowledge my brother here, young brother. It's always good to have young brothers in with the elders. So let me go with 707-773-0890. I'll bring you on up and let me get you to speak to us, okay?
Hallelujah.
All right, go ahead, brother.
Good evening, elders, and I'd like to give praise to the Most High Yah, you know, for giving us the HaMashiach. Can you hear me, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Giving us the HaMashiach, who died for our sins and transgressions, and to give us another chance to get it right. And I enjoyed the ministry, and I thank him, and I thank the Most High for you elders, again, for bringing such an enlightening shared word, you know, to the brothers and sisters of Israel, and it was truly enlightening, and it was food for the soul, you know, good wholesome food for the soul. And I was just looking in Jeremiah 29:13, and this is real quick, and I'm in the Amplified version. It just says, Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. So I just want to say, is he not sufficient? Is he not sufficient?
Hallelujah.
Is he not sufficient? And I just noticed the harder I press to seek him and to grow closer with him, even in my blood family, you know, you get those conversations that shouldn't be occurring, right? And man, I tell you, I have to just assemble myself with the brothers and sisters of the Most High, because that's my family. That's my family.
Oh,
and again, just thank you guys for sharing again the word with us tonight. And hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, brothers.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High. Hallelujah.
It's all right.
Blessing.
All
shalom,
right.
Shalom, family. Hey. We love you all. Take care.
Shalom, shalom.